T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, don't go and think that I've been silenced by any of the tech poobahs. I'm almost embarrassed to say it, but I have to be honest with you. You know, out here in the broadcast hut, Heidi's been encouraging me to get slippers. I told you about the slipper search. By the way, it can be hours to find slippers, for God's sakes. And slippers now are $50 to $100. I used to think slippers. Anyway, so I got these big, gigantic, fur-lined blue plastic, what do you call them, Crocs, and well, I just turned the button off. So there you go. There's no plot, although I'm still worried about big tech shutting us all down. There is no plot at the moment that shut me down. It was just my big, stupid Croc-wearing feet. Okay. Having said that, can I bring in somebody who I can almost guarantee has never worn Crocs and left to his own devices? He would mock those of us who wear Crocs. Mike Dickinson. Hey, Mike, welcome.
Hey, Jeff, what's going on today? I probably would make fun of people that wear Crocs.
You would. No, don't lie about it. If you saw me in Crocs, you would immediately just start. You would, I know. Do you know the worst part about it? There was a time when I would have done the same. And then... then I discovered Crocs, and my feet are comfy and happy. Anyway.
Huh, I'm about to check it out.
You get your own Crocs there, Dickinson. You're not borrowing mine. I'll tell you that right now. I don't know where your feet have been. Oh, goodness. All right, enough about my stupid feet already. I do want to talk to you a little bit about some of the more important stuff. Now, you were there for a lobby day, right?
Yes, on Monday we went down to the state capitol for VCDL Lobby Day. We were there and just to take it in. It was much different this year.
Yeah.
And make no mistake, the Democrats did everything they could to be disruptive about it, and it wasn't surprising what they did. The thing that I was most struck by is for the last 9 months, the Democrats have waged war against law enforcement and waged war against the police.
Yeah.
The Democrats have been the one about talking about, let's defund the police, let's remove immunity, let's cut the budget. And then yet on Monday down at the state capitol, it was a wall of blue surrounding the state capitol. Governor Northam and the Democrats, they hide behind the police, even though for the last 9 months they've waged war on the police. And I want to know, and this is the point I made down there at the state capitol, where were the social workers at? I went down there. I thought Northam was going to send out a social worker to deal with everybody, but I guess he's so scared he has to hide behind the same people that he has so much hatred for. And you know, he wants, when we the people are scared and call 911 because we have a criminal attacking us, he wants to send in a social worker. Oh, we'll send in these criminals can be dealt with social workers. But when he's scared, he wants to have a wall of blue.
Wow. Isn't that interesting that, yeah, the very same people who spent that entire special session, trashing cops, defund the police, just kneecap them at every turn, now say, oh, by the way, we need to be surrounded by 50,000 police officers, all of whom we hate, except when they're protecting us.
Yes, and it was so, I was embarrassed to be a Virginian on Monday.
Oh.
You go down to the state capitol area, everything is fenced off for blocks. And I'll tell you the most embarrassing thing, our great state capitol, designed by Thomas Jefferson, was boarded up. The windows were boarded up with plywood. It looked like a third world country.
Oh, you know, it is such a terrible thing to hear that, Mike, because it's the oldest representative government, right? It started with the House of Burgesses and the
yes.
House of Delegates, and we're 400 plus years of this. And Mr. Jefferson himself designs the state capitol. It's beautiful. It's an absolute thing of beauty. And here it looks like you say somebody went to Home Depot and bought all the plywood.
Yes, it was embarrassing. I was embarrassed for our state and for our great history of our state. And not even, you know, and even more so than that. So the VCDL had peaceful caravans coming in from all directions from the state. It was 100 cars coming in from the north, the south, the east,
yeah.
the west. And the Democrats couldn't even let that go, because as soon as the caravan started rolling in, once again, the governor and the mayor, both Democrats, they can't let that kind of protest happen. So they right. have to send in the police to block off Broad Street and essentially turn caravans around and direct them away from downtown.
Mm. It's, God, it just demonstrates what absolute cowards these folks are. They really are.
Yes, it's just, you know, it's just they don't want to see or hear any opposition to anything they say. They can't handle it. They can't handle any opposition to anything that's against their official thought of narrative, and they just want to cram their view down everybody else onto everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, what a sad commentary. So do you think that it was effective in any way?
The caravans
yeah.
or the – I think so. The people still came, and people – I mean, thousands of Virginians saw these long caravans coming across the state and across the highways, and people came. I don't think it may have not had the same optics as last year when
right.
30,000, 40,000 people stood on the state capitol grounds and let everybody see our Second Amendment love. But
yeah.
I think it was different. But, I mean, we had to expect it. We knew the Democrats were going to do everything they could to try to yeah. disrupt and get in the way of free speech and free exercise of speech and anything that has to do with supporting the Second Amendment.
Yep.
Because the Democrats, they just can't handle somebody else's opinion. And they have to find everything they could do to not see it. You know, they don't want to see it. They don't want to hear it. They want to shut it down.
Yeah.
And yet we're supposed to be tolerable of them. Something else that I noticed on Monday that was very striking to me, it was so striking to me that apparently Governor Northam felt, and Mayor Stoney, they felt that there was such a threat they had to build up fences around the state capitol and shut down downtown. Mm. I want to know where those fences were at in June when
right.
Antifa was destroying Monument Avenue.
Yeah.
When they were vandalizing the Lee statue and putting graffiti on it. Why don't you go and take one of those fences and put it around the Lee Circle and stop the criminals from going in there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, sadly, we know the answers to this. Northam and Stoney working together. And now it'll
yes.
be interesting to see what the state police come up with Stoney, who is, to put it mildly, not the brightest bulb on the porch. But anyway, well, listen, Mike, I appreciate the update. I know we'll talk again soon. You're always out there flying the flag, so to speak. And I appreciate you sharing everything with us.
Yes, of course, it's always good to be here. I also say, Jeff, before I go, I want to say it's real sad that I learned about Pork Chop from Classic Pro Wrestling, that he passed away. I know you follow wrestling,
yeah.
the local scene. Pork Chop was a great performer with them for so many years, and so many people liked him, and I thought it was real sad that he passed away recently.
Yeah, it's well, yeah. You know, we'll have to get you back one day. We'll just talk wrestling instead of all the end-of-the-world stuff, you know? Have
yes.
a little fun for
yes.
a change. All right. Mike, I appreciate it, man. That is Mike Dickinson. Mike, as you know, ran for city council. Didn't win, but he is out there. He's very, very active in the community, and he and I are very concerned, especially about the kids in the city of Richmond. Richmond public schools are terrible. Please don't take that. Well, you know what? You can take it the right way or the wrong way. I don't really care. All I know is that there are thousands, tens of thousands of little kids in the city of Richmond who never have a shot at anything. because the Richmond public schools are mismanaged and have been for years. And who's the latest guy? Cameras. Eh, it doesn't matter. I can't be bothered learning the names of the superintendents of RPS because they all come in, they unfurl their banner, they do their dog and pony show, and then they leave. And meantime, they leave behind these little kids who, again, don't have a shot. Unaccredited schools, schools with no books, schools with no boards, schools with no toilet paper. And this time, it's supposed to be virtual learning. The problem is they didn't get them computers. And even those kids who have computers don't have access to the internet. Tell me what's going to happen to those kids. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.